Thank you, parents, and all the attendees.
Good morning, H.M. King Jasmine from Kingsville, Texas. My name is Michael McKittle. I'm the head band director at Kennedy Middle School in PSJISD. I'm looking forward to your performance this morning. Hopefully my comments will be able to help you out in future performances and competitions. All right, great energy from the beginning. I could use a little more bass guitar. I'm having a hard time hearing bass. Push through those phrases, saxophones. We're having a hard time hearing them. Yeah, we're well into the chart already, and I've been having a hard time just hearing the bass line. I don't hear much of a bass line going on. We got to address the different priorities of the parts we want to hear. Right now, I don't hear a lot of the melodic motion coming across. I hear a lot of the background stuff taking over the melodic content. So we got to identify, this is a melody, this is the background part, the second most important, the third most important part within the chart. Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of mature tone qualities across the ensemble. We're all making good sounds. We all know how to play our instruments very well. We all know the music very well. You can tell we have a strong individual musician in each section, but we got to be able to hear all the moving parts of the ensemble. Rhythm section, we're not getting a very good balance. All I hear is drum set. I'm having a hard time hearing piano, guitar, the other percussion instruments, and bass. I'm having a really hard time hearing that. We got to balance that out just the way we would balance the ensemble out. If we do that, we're going to get a lot more clarity throughout the ensemble. We're going to know exactly what to listen for and exactly what's going on. The intonation across the ensemble, for the most part, is pretty good. We're just not blending across the ensemble very well. You know, some of the phrases and articulation, cutouts, and releases can be a lot cleaner. Okay, we're getting into our slow piece here. Very nice trombone playing, very beautiful tone. Yeah, good job on the trombone solo. It's a lot of playing, you know. I feel like saxophone, trombone, and trumpet section, as we get into the meat of this chart, we do got to find those moments to back off so we could really listen to our soloist, because it got hard to hear him at times. Okay, when he's by himself, it's easy to hear him, but when he's not and he's playing behind you all, that's what it sounds like. He's playing behind you all. He should be playing in front of you all because he's a soloist, so we got to tone it back a little bit so we can hear him at all times. Okay, now we have a really interesting guitar solo going on, but we're having a hard time hearing him. Band, we need to play complimentary and accompany him instead of taking it over. Yeah, we're on our last piece now, and, you know, very good energy. You could tell y'all are having fun. Be very careful with the tempo here, rhythm section. This is a tough piece to play because the tempo's challenging. We always want to be working this with recordings, with the metronome. I don't really want to talk too loud on the recording right now. I'll wait till you're done with the chart to offer some more feedback here. Be careful with the transitions from one style into the other. Want to make them as seamless and smooth as possible. Yeah, thank you for your performance today. Let me give you some overall feedback of what I heard this morning. Great energy throughout the whole entire program. The kids are having fun. The songs lend itself to have that fun. Your ensemble is communicating the spirit of every chart very, very effectively. My biggest thing between all three songs was that the dynamic was pretty much at a forte the whole time. I only heard some contrast a little bit when the orchestration and the arrangement called for it, like during the trombone solo when there was nothing going on, only the trombone. But we just got to find moments throughout each song to work on more dynamic contrasts, and it'll make the program more effective, more engaging. We do got to tighten them ensemble entrances and releases and articulations just to get that cleaner sound. And really work on that rhythm section balance, because I heard it very, very drum set heavy. The drum set player is doing a great job, but we want to be able to hear the piano and guitar comping. We want to be able to hear the bass line walking throughout the entire program, okay? And I did see somebody with mallets. I didn't really hear much of that going on. So we got to just make sure that all the colors are being heard. It sounds like, and it looks like all the kids are having a good time and playing their parts, and you have some fantastic individual musicians, but now we just got to put it together and balance from left to right, balance between the sections, and then really, really prioritize a melodic line. I felt like for most of the performance, the melody was getting covered up, and I was hearing more background than melody, so I got to know exactly what to listen for the entire program, and I felt like today that was a lost a little bit. But y'all are doing very, very good work overall. The group has great potential. You have strong musical foundation. Keep working hard to develop the individual musician and the group. Looking forward to hearing you again in the future. Thank you and have a great rest of your day.